Hi there, I'm Mike Rugnetta. This is Crash Course Mythology, and today we're talking about another hero, one who eventually becomes a god, a demigod, which is another way of saying semi-god, kinda. Anyway, it's our old friend Heracles, who some call Hercules. Sometimes a man, sometimes a god, but always a guy who really knows how to rock a lion skin. Right, Tote? Oh, no, I mean, you look really good too. Very heroic. Heracles has a reputation for being kind of a brute. All brawn, no brain. But remember when we talked about Heracles in an episode on tricksters? Remember how he tricks Atlas into holding up the sky forever? He may be buff, but Heracles sure ain't dense. Though he doesn't always make the best choices. Sometimes Heracles is his own worst enemy, even worse than the Hydra. And that was a pretty bad one. But wait, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Like many heroes, Heracles had a miraculous birth. Zeus, god of lightning bolts, but not consent, takes a liking to Alcmene, the queen of Thebes. Zeus transforms himself into the form of the king Amphitryon and sleeps with the queen. 9 months later, Alcmene gives birth to two boys, Iphicles and Alcides. One of them is Amphitryon's son and the other is Zeus's. But oh, divine boys, which is which? This is how sitcoms get started. When Hera finds out about this debacle, yet another Zeusian infidelity, she sends two revenge serpents to Iphicles and Alcides' cribs. When the king and the queen rush in, Iphicles is crying and Alcides is holding the two serpents strangled in each of his tiny baby hands. Mystery solved, I guess. Alcides would later become Heracles. Alcibiades is raised as a prince of Thebes, but he's a bit of a problem child. His godlike strength keeps getting him into trouble. At one point, he gets so mad at his music teacher that he smashes a lyre over his head and kills him. This is the last straw for Amphitryon, and the king sends the dangerous demigod princeling away to tend sheep. As a shepherd, Heracles gets to put his great strength to use. A monstrous beast named the Lion of Cytherion has been terrorizing the cattle of Thespius, king of Thespiae. When Heracles catches it and slays it, Thespius is so overjoyed that he allows him to take one of his 50 daughters to bed each night. Gross. Eventually, Alcibiades moves back to Thebes and marries Princess Megara. They start a family, and things begin to settle down. Despite the earlier adventures, though, this is where we get to the turning point in Alcibiades' life. Suddenly, he goes mad. He takes his three children and two of his nephews and burns them alive. There's some ambiguity here in the story, whether this madness was Alcibiades finally giving in to his wild nature or whether it was caused by a vindictive Hera who can really hold a grudge. But either way, when Alcibiades comes to his senses, he implores an oracle for help. The oracle tells him, appease Hera. Change your name to Heracles. And to atone, you must travel to Tiryns and allow your rival, King Eurystheus, king of Tiryns and Mycenae, to set your punishment for killing your children. This is the beginning of the 10 labors of Heracles. Yep, 10. Don't worry. We're gonna get there. When Heracles arrives and tells Eurystheus what he's done, the king of Tiryns gives him a set of impossible tasks. These 10 labors will take Heracles far and away, confronting all manner of monster. And if he succeeds, he won't just atone for his family murdering, he'll also be granted immortality. These are the heroic tasks that made Heracles famous. Let's count them off. 1. The Nemean Lion. Harkening back to his days as a lion-slaying shepherd, Heracles' first labor is to go to Nemea and kill a monstrous lion. This lion's skin can't be pierced by arrows or spears, but Heracles doesn't let this stop him. He puts the beast into a chokehold and strangles him. Check. Heracles must then defeat the Lernaean Hydra, a swamp dragon with 9 heads. Every time he slices off one of the heads, 2 grow back in its place, and before long, Heracles is practically drowning in craniums. Luckily, his nephew Aeolus, who somehow managed to avoid the nephew killing by fire from earlier, brings Heracles flaming torches. The torches cauterize the dragon neck wounds, preventing the Hydra from multiplying. Heracles kills the Hydra, dips some arrows into its bile, you know, just in case, and returns triumphant. But Eurystheus tells him, this isn't Heracles and Iolaus's 10 labors. You can't get outside help. So that one doesn't count. Second labor, disqualified. For his third labor, Heracles must capture the golden-horned hind of Cerunia alone. It's tough, but after some chasing or trapping, depending upon which version you prefer, Heracles snags the hind. Check. Next, Heracles must go to Sophis and kill the giant Erymanthian boar. On the way, he stops at the cave of the centaur Phallus and accidentally kills him with one of those Hydra bile-soaked just-in-case arrows. After burying the centaur, Heracles traps the boar and takes it to Mycenae. Check, but also rest in power, Phallus. So far, all of Heracles' labors have been giant, scary beast-related. For his fifth labor, Eurystheus tells him he must clean out the stables of Augeas, king of Elis. Augeas owned 3,000 immortal cattle and hadn't cleaned his stables in 30 years. That's about 650,000 pounds of immortal dung. Yes, we did the math. Heracles agrees and says to Augeas, if I manage to clean all of this out in a single day, will you agree to give me a tenth of your immortal cattle? Oh, tricky Heracles is back. Augeas agrees, and instead of grabbing a dung shovel, Heracles goes upstream and diverts two nearby rivers through the stables. The water washes out years of dung in minutes. Augeas, who thought this labor was impossible, bails on the deal. Heracles takes him before a judge and wins the case. But Augeas flies into a rage and banishes him before Heracles can claim the cattle. Heracles returns to Eurystheus empty-handed, only to have Eurystheus announce that this labor didn't count, because Heracles tried to get paid for it. Fifth labor, disqualified. After the immortal dung debacle, Heracles is back to wrangling monstrous animals, this time in Arcadia, where he must drive away the Stymphalian birds. Heracles scares them off with just a pair of bronze castanets. Sixth labor, check. Easy peasy. Birds hate castanets. Tote. You're an ibis, not a flamenco. Heracles' seventh labor is to capture the rampaging Cretan bull, which he could do in his sleep at this point. Seventh labor, no sweat, a check. Next, Heracles has to go to Thrace to capture the man-eating mares of Diomedes. There's a lot of different versions of this one, but they all end the same way. Eighth labor, a check. Heracles' ninth labor is to fetch the belt of Hippolyte, queen of the Amazons. At first, Hippolyte agrees to just give Heracles the belt, but then Hera, of course, starts a rumor that Heracles has come to kidnap Hippolyte, and the Amazons jump him. In the ensuing struggle, Heracles kills Hippolyte and takes her belt. Ninth labor, check. Hippolyte, we barely knew thee. Just one labor left, but there were two disqualifications. For Heracles' final three labors, let's go to the thought bubble. The 10th labor takes Heracles far to the west, to Erythea, where he must seize the red cattle of Geryon. On the way, Heracles is so angry about how hot the sun is that he aims his bow and arrow at it. The sun is so impressed with Heracles' bravery that he gives the hero a golden cup. And it's not just any cup, it's a magic cup. That's also a ship. After Heracles kills Geryon and his herdsmen and his two-headed guard dog, he uses the cup to transport the cattle back across the sea. But then they escape, and he has to chase them all over Europe. When Heracles finally gets them to Eurystheus, the king sacrifices them to Hera. That's labor 10 check, and tells Heracles, okay, you screwed up twice though, so here are your two makeup labors. Labor 11 is collecting golden apples from the nymphs, the Hesperides. This is the one where he tricks Atlas into helping him. He also frees Prometheus. You know how this turns out. Ch-ch-ch-check. And the 12th and final labor is to travel to the underworld and bring back that damned doggo, Cerberus, Hades' three-headed guard pup. Heracles travels to the land of the dead, where Hades happens upon Heracles and tells him, you can have Cerberus, but only if you can defeat him without any of the weapons you've brought. Heracles agrees, snags Cerberus around the neck, and chokes him into submission. He drags the dog to Eurystheus, gets him to sign off on the final labor, that's the check to end all checks, and then returns Cerberus to Hades. Thanks, Thought Bubble. After all that adventuring, Heracles manages to complete his 10 turned 12 labors. While this is Heracles' most famous story, it's far from his last adventure. He gets married again. That's right, no happily ever after with Megara. Disney lied to you. Eventually, he even manages to achieve that elusive immortality, though it's at great cost. Well, after his 12 labors, Heracles is crossing the river Evenus with his new wife, Deianira. The ferryman, a centaur named Nessus, tries to rape Deianira midstream, and Heracles kills him. But with his dying breath, Nessus tricks Deianira into preparing what he tells her is a love potion that she can use if Heracles ever loses interest in her. Heracles later falls in love with Iole, and in order to win him back, Deianira soaks his shirt in Nessus's love potion, aka, and of course, a horrible poison, because what else would it be? Nessus was clearly a bad guy. Heracles puts on the shirt and dies an extremely painful death, burning on his own funeral pyre. Finally, Zeus tells Hera, hey, enough is enough, and sends Athena down to make Heracles immortal and bring him to Mount Olympus. So Heracles becomes a god and gets to live on Olympus, right near Hera. So what makes Heracles, a screw-up and a child murderer, such an enduring hero? I mean, as demigods go, the guy isn't exactly a role model. He sleeps around, he loses his temper, he kills people. The ancient world seemed to love him for the variety and excitement of his adventures, but what do we do about Heracles today? Heracles presents kind of a problem. He's been given power and strength and brains, all courtesy of a creepy, absent, irresponsible father, but he still has to struggle to live an ethical life. Maybe we don't have to fight hydras. I mean, I hope we don't. I definitely hope I don't. Yet, we do all have to work to try and live with each other, respectfully and responsibly. We can't rock a lion skin, but maybe we can rock that. See you next time for the last in our hero series about Maui. You're welcome. Check out our Crash Course Mythology tote bag, and poster, available now at dftba.com. Crash Course Mythology is filmed in the Chad and Stacey Emigolz studio in Indianapolis, Indiana, and is produced with the help of all of these very nice people. Our animation team is Thought Cafe. Crash Course exists thanks to the generous support of our patrons at Patreon. Patreon is a voluntary subscription service where you can support the content you love through a monthly donation and help keep Crash Course free for everyone, forever. Crash Course is made with Adobe Creative Cloud. Check the description for a link to a free trial. Thanks for watching, and thanks to the USDA's Animal Manure Management Brief for informing our manure math.